I see that you're reading. As the train is late, let me take you on an excursion to the place we long for. I ask of you one thing. Bring attention to your thoughts, those that take you from this book. Quiet them, and value this listening as if it were a mysterious gift, yours for the taking. Let us string a bead of thought, an article of faith. Within us, beneath the noise, at the source and core of everything, is a mysterious one, which gives everything its separate existence. It is always available, and we may call our encounter with one well-being. Many illustrious voices say that this isn't so. An encounter with our source, they say, is illusory. At the crux of things, they reason, everything is random. Life is reduced to matter, and freedom is reduced to necessity. In their view, there's no well-being nor gift to be had. Heroic though it may be, theirs is not our path. Our path is one in which our existence is not an accident, but a mystery of the encounter with one. We can entrust ourselves to this mystery, for we are part of it. Indeed, we are it. I don't say there isn't much work to do, for there is, and some tracks lead to excruciating darkness where a person can tumble from the sky on a clear September morning. Yet is the world not whole? Is it not beautiful? For now, let's consider well-being a choice, something you can try on and wear. When we put on the hat and coat of well-being, we incline toward joy without special occasion. We value others and are happy to show it. We appreciate the fleeting and marginal things scattered everywhere. We feel our feelings and release them. And when there's drama about, we remain at home in the world. In well-being, we flow. We know that to be I is a gift. When we lose touch with well-being, joy seems to depend on circumstance, on what happens outside of us. No longer at home in the world, we experience it as a battleground and people as adversaries. We feel cut off with few choices and turn the battle against ourselves. Trapped by concepts, we weave epics about past glories and failures and glories to come. We wonder, where has it gone? Indeed, did I ever have well-being? Let us thread another bead and find out where it went. Once upon a time, when we were infants in the garden with no thought to be anything other than ourselves, we lived in the sanctuary of one without even knowing it. There was neither good or bad, nor right or wrong. The world was whole, and whatever we made was a masterpiece. One day, that child that was us passed by an empty wall. A picture would be splendid here. 5 trees, 4 birds, 3 stars, 2 deer, 1 moon, and then footsteps. A wonderful surprise is coming, he thought. Oh, what a discovery. But it was he who would make the discovery, the discovery, that he could do something wrong, that he or the world could be wrong, and that he was alone. And from then on, he practiced ways to rearrange himself, to make himself acceptable so that he could return home. And so it continues, for the train is running late and people are waiting and things may go wrong. Circumstances can go wrong. They seem to ferry our well-being up and down, round and round. If our circumstances are wrong, then how can we possibly ascend to well-being? Let us thread our final bead and stand the matter on its head. Well-being is generated not from the outside, but from inside. We organize our circumstances into stories, stories we pick up along the way and carry within us. Stories that declare, I'm lacking. Why me stories? I'm alone stories. And what will I amount to stories? Stories about who we should be or think we are. They are interior maps whose familiar roads we travel. Over and over. Yet, when we apprehend these maps, these stories, these patterns, when we become aware of our own thinking, we awaken and arise, as it were, to a new perspective, to new possibilities. We see that our misery had only been us looking through the stories with which we had defined the world. And our difficult feelings, simply our body's responses to those narratives. From here, oh, you can hold yourself. You can laugh. Free to explore all manner of things. When you're here, an eye in the ocean, you're no longer waiting for something to happen or change. When you're here, you have what you seek. Your heart opens to the gift you receive, that you are. You are drinking at the well of being.
Baltimore artist Jean-Pierre Weil, reading from his children's book for adults, The Well of Being. You can see illustrations from the book and find out more about Jean-Pierre Weil at our website, wypr.org. Just click the Arts and Features tab on the homepage.